crime, but you've had a lot of inactivity because of injuries. How does that affect you and affect your training?
This layoff I had now for 1.5 years has just been good for me. I've just been training my ass off. I'm a much better fighter today than I was when I fought Glover, and I just feel great. The John era is over. The John era is over. I'm here to take over that, and I'm here to take the belt and beat him once and for all.
I'd like to now welcome in the main event for UFC 232, former light heavyweight champion, number one contender John Jones, and number two contender Alexander Gustafsson.
Alex, has your confidence been built at all because of how well you did in that first fight?
My confidence comes from my hard training. That was 5 years ago. It's in the past. I don't look at that fight anymore. We have a new fight coming up now, and this is the fight. This is the fight it is, and this is the fight I have to win.
It's a quick question for John. John, you spoke before about how America loves comebacks, and we love to see people fall down and build themselves back up. I'm wondering, why do you think that is?
Comeback story first. It gives other people hope. And I love the fact that my story is controversial, because it shows that I'm far from perfect, and it shows that if a guy like John Jones can do it, you know, who says anyone can?
Thank you, gentlemen, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
God bless you, guys.
Done.
When he talks, it sounds like a love story. When he talks,
like everyone's like
his imagination.
Like he's been watching a movie or something.
Going up was one of the best things that I have done in my career. And I feel good. You know, I've been eating more than normal. It's awesome. I'm happy about that. You know, my whole camp was amazing. And I feel very good. I'm ready for everything, you know. If she pressure me, if she strike with me, if we go to the ground, whatever happens this fight, I'm going to be ready for. And for sure, I'm going to be the first woman to have two belts inside the UFC and break one more record.
I'm really excited about this fight for Amanda, because not only have I seen her progress over the years, I've seen her mind open up to bigger dreams. And this is one of them, you know. Challenging someone as a higher weight class, considered one of the most dangerous females in MMA. I don't think Cyborg's ready for what she's about to see. Amanda has better strengths than she has, and all she has to do is expose her weaknesses and capitalize, and Amanda's gonna have her hand raised.
It's been going good. Chris is always, she's in the gym year round. She's never out of shape, so it makes it easy. The only difference is, obviously, there's a little bit more pressure when you know I have a big fight coming up, so, but she's getting more and more comfortable with all that. It's been a great camp. Oh man, you're gonna be one colorful. We got yellow, pink, gray.
From Brazil. Make sure you get it, yes. From Brazil.
I ever do some boxing spar with high-level boxing girls, but we've been both, the MMA work, we've got to mostly use guys for that. I mean, that's how good she is. We got to get the dudes in there.
Yeah, keep that movement right there. Nice hook.
It's real competitive. I mean, she's some of the guys, she mauls, and some of the guys are a little bigger than her, so they can handle themselves and put a lot of pressure on her. She's knocked out a few dudes this camp. I mean, she really has.
My confidence in training. I know about me, you know, about her, I don't know. About me, I know I'm training, I feel strong, I have faith too, and I think this has helped me every fight. Push, push, push.
It's cool. Look, coming.
Sometimes, you know, at breakfast, I come here, I sit down.
Everyone's sleeping here.
I like to read too. You know, when I don't train, I'm reading. I really clean my mind, it's good for me.
The Sugar Ray Leopard. That one, Layla. I have a dream to be a veterinary before to be a fighter. I like animals. I like to take care of them. This guy escaped all the time, driving me crazy. Sugar. And he suck his tails too, because he thinks a baby. You know, people think I'm crazy cat lady. You have some pictures of me with cat here, and they say, "Ah, oh, Chris, let's get one same brand, same cat, Bengal, but white." I said, "Jesus, no, I don't want no more cat. Kids have to bring with me everywhere I'm going. It's crazy. Maybe on pig, maybe."
Yeah! Where you at? Hey! See? He rushing, but it's in him. It's coming out. Let's see that little bob. There it is. See there? Bob Marley, man. You can be from anywhere in the world. He'll get it popping right away. Woo! Woo! I can feel the spirit!
This girl here.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Let's have a good workout, gentlemen.
Get this shit done, man. Hey, Aaron, you want to go one with him? Because I want to bust them all.
I think one of the things that's going to be different from this fight, the last fight, is the amount of preparation John has put in. He's really dialed in. He's really focused. He's really hungry. That's when John's the most dangerous, is when he's obsessed. It's a very scary animal to fight.
First time fought Alexander Gustafsson, man, I felt like I was arrogant, man. I didn't respect boxing. Everyone could box, you know, Rampage could box, Vitor Belfort could box. But he had, you know, different level of boxing. This time, you know what we're in for, and this team tends to do good in rematches. We've only had one, but I believe our opponents are in trouble in rematches. I gotta prove that to be true. And that's exactly what I will do.
Oh God, thank you for being part of this team, Lord God. Thank you for your presence being here in this gym. We pray that you stay here, Lord God. Jesus, in every prayer, amen.
Amen, amen.
No MMA tonight. We got boxing now. Okay. Yeah, please, relax, please.
Well, we're at my friend's Badu. Badu Jackie's home here in Vegas. Just hanging out, watch some boxing, and had some great food. The whole team is here. It's a big team gathering, and you know, we talk and we go way back in time. And, Badu Jack is from Sweden, from Stockholm, where I'm from, and you know, he's doing his thing, boxing, and I do MMA. So, and you know, our path has been crossed a couple of times. We sparred some way back. So when we're here, we just try to catch up some time and hang out.
UFC next week.
That's it.
We'll bring it here. Bring it here. Bring it here.
This is just warm up.
Oh yeah.
John Jones, we coming for you.
Oh yeah.
I'm next.
1, 2, 3.
I remember him being, you know, a good boxer too, not just a good MMA fighter. So I'll be there to support the whole team. And I think we're going to have a good night.
We call this the Badu Jack balance test. It's 8 moves.
Okay.
If you can make it.
They got to stand like over there.
All right. So stand side by side. You guys can do it together. Just don't touch each other. Look to your right. Just listen to me. Look to your right. Put your hands on your hips. You go, girls.
I knew there was something like that.
Talk about it even, but...